I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. A major affordable housing project moves forward in West Marin. Immigration enforcement sparks debate at a Marin County public forum. Solano County residents are divided over a massive redevelopment. Bird flu has spread to sea lions in San Mateo, and a high school state poetry champion heads to the Nationals. Marin County supervisors have approved a development agreement for family housing at the former U.S. Coast Guard facility in Point Reyes Station. Much of the property will remain in county ownership. The county will build roads and a new wastewater system. The parcel of land that contains the buildings will be sold for $1 to nonprofit developer Tamalco Homes. That's a limited partnership between Eden Housing and the Community Land Trust of West Marin. Tamalco will redesign and construct the project. The renovation includes 36 townhomes and 26 barracks buildings. When completed, the units will serve households earning between 30% and 60% of Marin County's area median income. So, for example, a family of four making between about $58,000 and $116,000 will qualify. The county hopes to fill the gap in rental housing for workers like teachers, hospitality employees, and agricultural laborers. Immigration enforcement and community safety were the focus of a tense public forum hosted by the Marin County supervisors last week. The meeting was required under California law, the Transparent Review of Unjust Transfers and Holds Act, also known as the Trust Act. It brought together county supervisors, local activists, and Sheriff Jamie Scardina to review the county's interactions with federal immigration authorities. The sheriff reported that 23 people arrested in 2025 were referred to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That's up from 14 the previous year. Most arrests were made by local police agencies, not the sheriff's office. Scardina emphasized that deputies do not conduct immigration enforcement or participate in federal sweeps. However, activists urge the county to go further, including ending participation in a federal reimbursement program, changing the way jail booking records are published online, and stopping all compliance with ICE requests unless they have a judicial warrant. A plan to build an entirely new city in Solano County is continuing to divide residents and local leaders. The project, known as California Forever, proposes developing roughly 100 square miles of land between Susan City and Rio Vista. Supporters say the walkable city will provide ample jobs through ongoing construction with a new manufacturing foundry and a new shipyard. But opponents warn that the project could destroy an important wildlife habitat, worsen traffic, and strain water resources. Critics also question the motivations of the investor group behind the project, which quietly purchased farmland in the region over several years before announcing its plans. The draft environmental impact report is expected later this spring, after which local officials will decide whether to move forward with annexation proposals. Wildlife officials say that 9 more elephant seals, as well as a sea lion and a sea otter, have died from H5N1 bird flu. Their deaths were confirmed at Año Nuevo State Park in San Mateo County, bringing the total there to 18 animals, mostly northern elephant seals. Scientists say there's likely more deaths that have not been tested or counted. The outbreak, first confirmed in February, is the first recorded in a California elephant seal population. Researchers are monitoring coastal wildlife closely, finding about 2 dead and 2 symptomatic animals every day. The park's elephant seal viewing area remains closed. Officials are urging visitors to avoid wildlife. A Marin County high school student is heading for the national stage. 17-year-old Lillian Brawley of Novato, a junior at Marin School of the Arts, has been named the state champion of California's Poetry Out Loud competition. Representing Marin County, Brawley won the annual recitation competition after performing 3 poems. The statewide program also had a creative writing competition. 16-year-old Beza Gidim of El Dorado High School won first place for her original poem, Alchemy, and 17-year-old Saley Charlu of Orange County School of the Arts was runner-up with her submission, Ode to My Deviated Nasal Septa. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.